Today's episode is sponsored by D&D Adventure Club. What if you were the hero of the story? At dndadventureclub.com, your whole family can play Dungeons & Dragons together. No experience needed. They've already done all the work. Tons of characters to choose from, ready to play adventures with full maps and everything you need. Just show up and play. And these aren't boring adventures. We're talking the Clockwork Carnival, the Caverns of Chaos, the Trouble with Cheese. Yes, cheese. Go to dndadventureclub.com/kidstories. That's dndadventureclub.com/kidstories. And use code KIDSTORIES10 for a discount. Seriously, go right now while you're thinking about it. Your next adventure is waiting. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Finley drew an awesome drawing of Master Momo. Great stuff, Finley. I think if you were a character in the stories, you'd be a phoenix wing fighter, sprouting fiery wings in battle that let you dive bomb from the sky and leave trails of protective flame around your allies. Thanks for listening, Finley. Today's episode is the third and final episode in the initial Magic Fix series. This is Magic Fix, Part 3. New plan, Nora whispered into the darkness, gripping her modified crossbow. And you're all gonna hate it. Pip and Finn exchanged worried glances behind their pile of rubble. In the courtyard below, armed bandits were organizing search parties, while others spread out to block all the exits. Captain Thorne was trapped somewhere inside the central tower with the recovered badge, but getting out alive seemed impossible.
What kind of new plan? Finn asked nervously.
Why doesn't he just call the Spectral Guard?
Pip asked in a bit of a panic.
The guard is only sworn to protect Wolfwater, and we're too far from town.
Now, what kind of new plan? Finn asked again.
The kind where we don't abandon Captain Thorne, Nora replied, loading her fifth chaos powder bottle.
Ember's golden eyes reflected the distant fires.
And how exactly do we do that against 20 armed bandits?
We don't hide behind this wall like scared kids, Nora said, standing up despite the danger. We go help him.
Nora, no!
Pip grabbed her friend's arm.
Captain Thorne said to stay put.
He's toast if we don't help. The plan's changed, Nora shot back.
From inside the tower came the sound of heavy boots on stone stairs and shouting voices. The bandits had found Thorne's trail and were blocking the entrance just like they'd planned.
See, Nora said, checking her remaining supplies. He needs help and we're the only ones who can give it to him.
More shouts echoed from the tower now. Captain Thorne was running out of time.
Okay, Pip said. What do we do?
Nora pointed to different sections of the ruins.
I'll create maximum chaos with the remaining chaos powder. While the bandits are confused, we sprint for the tower.
And then what?
Ember asked.
We can't fight trained soldiers.
We don't fight them, we outsmart them, Nora explained quickly. Pip, you've got smoke bombs and stink potions, right? We use those to create confusion inside the tower. We don't need to beat him, we just need to get Captain Thorne and get out of there.
Finn patted Ember's back.
Think you can handle a little fire breathing?
Ember's scales rippled.
I've never actually fought anyone before.
Neither have we, Nora admitted. And you don't really need to fight anyone, just scare them off with some flames.
A crash from the tower made the decision for them. Whatever was happening up there, it was not going well.
Right,
Pip said, pulling out her collection of bottles.
Smoke bombs it is.
Nora aimed her crossbow at three different areas of the courtyard and fired the remaining chaos powder bottles one at a time. The first bottle exploded near the main campfire, causing all the flames to turn bright green and spout off in all directions like a little exploding volcano. The second created a little tornado that wobbled in a wide circle, blasting anyone nearby with an intense cloud of dirt.
The third made awful high-pitched alarms sound off, so loud and intense that nearby bandits dropped to their knees and held their ears. In the resulting pandemonium, the three kids sprinted across the courtyard toward the central tower.
"This is insane!"
Finn shouted as they ran, dodging confused bandits who were too busy dealing with campfire flames and eardrum-shattering sounds.
"Completely insane!"
Pip agreed, clutching her satchel of potions.
"I love it!"
Ember declared, small flames dancing around his mouth as they reached the tower entrance. The bottom level of the tower was a maze of crumbling stone corridors and ancient rooms filled with stolen goods. They could hear fighting from somewhere above, the clash of steel and Captain Thorne's voice shouting.
"This way," Finn said, guiding them through the confusing layout. "There's a spiral staircase that leads up to..."
He paused, his face going pale.
"Oh, they're bandits coming down."
"How many?" Nora asked, pulling a small crossbow bolt from her tool belt.
"Three? Maybe four?"
Heavy footsteps echoed from the stairwell, getting closer.
"Smoke bomb time,"
Pip announced, pulling the cork from one of her bottles and hurling it up the stairs. Thick, choking smoke immediately filled the stairwell. The approaching bandits started coughing and yelling, their footsteps faltering in the sudden darkness, tripping and falling into each other.
"I can't see anything,"
one of them shouted.
"Where's the fire?"
another yelled. While they were confused, Nora led the group up a different set of stairs she had spotted in the shadows.
"Second level," Finn whispered as they reached a landing.
They crept down a corridor lined with empty doorways. At the far end, they could see light flickering from what appeared to be a large chamber. Angry voices echoed down the hall.
"Give us the badge, Captain, and we might let you live."
Thorne's reply was defiant.
"Come and take it."
The sound of weapons clashing filled the corridor.
"He's fighting them off," Nora whispered. "But he's outnumbered."
Pip was rifling through her potion bag.
"Stink bomb?"
"No,"
Nora said.
"What else?"
Pip's eyes lit up.
"Oh, dizzy dust. I've got some, but it works best if you can get it right in their faces."
"Leave that to me,"
Ember said, his small form bristling.
"Dragons are naturally immune to most alchemical effects."
Before anyone could object, the little dragon snatched the pouch of dizzy dust from Pip and scampered toward the chamber entrance.
"Ember, wait!"
Nora called, but he was already gone. From inside the chamber came surprised sounds.
"What? Is that a dragon? That's a cat? A drag cat thing? What is this? What's happening?"
Ember took flight in the room, holding the pouch in his mouth. He bit down, and the dizzy dust began spilling out. Every time he zipped by a bandit, he breathed out hard, puffing a cloud in their face. They swung wildly at Ember as he flew around the room, but it all happened too fast. And before they knew it, they were out of it. It was like the bandit controls were all wonky. They would try to reach up and grab Ember or run and tackle Thorne, but their bodies would do something completely different.
"Now!"
Nora shouted, and the kids rushed into the chamber. The scene inside was chaotic. Captain Thorne stood with his back to a wall, sword in one hand and his other hand over his mouth, trying to avoid breathing in any dust. Around him, five bandits stumbled wildly.
"Kids, what are you doing here?"
"Rescuing you,"
Pip declared, throwing a stink bomb that quickly filled the room.
"Cover your nose, this one smells like a fart's fart."
As the kids rushed out of the room, the stink bomb exploded in a light green cloud. The bandits tried running away from it, but the dizzy dust had them rolling on the ground, gagging at the disgusting smell.
"We have to fight our way out. Tiny dragon, on me!"
Thorne yelled as they ran down the hall. Ember, a bit scared, flew to Captain Thorne and landed on his shoulder. As he barreled through the halls, the little dragon unleashed spouts of flame, sending bandits scattering. Those that darted in to attack the captain between flames were knocked back by heavy kicks from Thorne himself. The distractions outside from the chaos powder had mostly faded, and the bandits were gathering themselves when Captain Thorne and the others tumbled out of the tower door and out into the courtyard of Shadowmere Ruins. A tight group of bandits charged ahead at them, and Pip tossed a pouch to Nora. Not even knowing what was in the pouch, Nora loaded it into her crossbow and shot it right at the lead bandit. The pouch exploded into a cloud of dust of the most foul-smelling powder any of them had ever smelled.
The scent stopped them in their tracks, and they fell to their knees, heaving and coughing. The bandits ran to the nearest horse trough, dunking their heads into the dirty water, hoping to wash off some of the stink. This gave the group the precious seconds they needed to rush out of Shadowmere Ruins. They went straight for their horses and pounded back toward Wolfwater. As they did, the bandits followed. But the closer they got to Wolfwater, the more likely it was they were going to be able to call the Spectral Guard. The bandits knew this, and soon they broke off their chase, fading back into the distance. After a while, Captain Thorne and the others slowed their horses and looked behind them, convinced that the bandits had given up chase.
"That was wild," Pip said.
Ember coughed up smoke.
"Right? I'm going to curl up by the forge and sleep for days."
"You would have done that anyway," agreed Nora. They tied up and fed and watered their horses in the community stables.
"I've got to go begin finding help and working up a plan to get the bandits out of the ruins. Thanks for your help, kids. I'll send payment to the shop later today."
And before the kids could say anything, Captain Thorne rushed off. "So now we can make rent, and we've got a contract with Wolfwater for magical repairs," said Finn. "I think that was worth it."
"We barely made it out alive,"
shouted Pip as they unlocked the door to Magic Fix.
"I would have much rather discounted all our herbal remedies and sold them for cheap at the farmer's market than almost have gotten captured by a gang of bandits. That was scary."
"Yeah, well, it worked out anyway," added Finn. "And now we've got a resupply, so let's get started mixing up some more potions to replace the ones we used. I'll grind some stink root for more stink bombs and..."
Finn turned around to see Ember curled up purring next to the hot forge. Pip slumped in a chair and was pulling a blanket over her body, and Nora was lying on her stomach in front of the fireplace, already nearly asleep. As the sun came up over Wolfwater, Finn made sure the closed sign was facing the street and decided that they could open up a little late today. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios. Today's episode is sponsored by Kids Pod. I have some exciting news. I'm writing a brand new podcast series called Fight Fighters, and it's going to be exclusive to the Kids Pod app. That means you can only find these new adventure stories there. If your kids enjoy the Kids Stories podcast, they're going to love Fight Fighters. Plus, the app gives them access to over 700 kid-safe podcasts and audiobooks. Tons of great audio they can explore independently. So visit kidspod.app/kidstories and check out the new Fight Fighters series.